We're rejoicing because the Lord is wonderful, and we're having a happy day on this Sunday morning. Already the Lord visited us a bit, and He's going to be here, and He will touch you if you have faith and trust Him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Ghost. You're just wonderful, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. We give you praise and honor and blessing, and we thank you for blessing Brother Freedom, and we thank you for anointing him. We thank you for touching Mike as he reads the scripture, and that person, man, woman, boy, or girl that's listening via their computer. Touch them, Lord. Be in that room with them right now. Manifest your presence, your healing touch, that they'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is 1 John, the second chapter, verse 27, says, "But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him." Then in Judges, the 13th chapter, verses 3 through 7, says, "And the angel of the Lord appeared unto the woman, and said unto her, Behold, now thou art barren, and bearest not, but thou shalt conceive and bear a son. Now therefore beware, I pray thee, and drink not wine nor strong drink, and eat not any unclean thing. For lo, thou shalt conceive and bear a son, and no razor shall come on his head, for the child shall be a Nazarite unto God from the womb, and he shall begin to deliver Israel out of the hand of the Philistines." Then the woman came and told her husband, saying, "A man of God came unto me, and his countenance was like the countenance of an angel of God, very terrible. But I asked him not whence he was, neither told he me his name. But he said unto me, Behold, thou shalt conceive and bear a son, and now drink no wine nor strong drink, neither eat any unclean thing, for the child shall be a Nazarite to God from the womb to the day of his death." Then in the next chapter, verse 6, "And the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and he rent him as he would have rent a kid, and he had nothing in his hand. But he told not his father nor his mother what he had done." And verse 19 says, "And the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, and he went down to Ashkelon, and slew 30 men of them, and took their spoil, and gave change of garments unto them which expounded the riddle, and his anger was kindled, and he went up to his father's house." And then the next chapter, verse 14, says, "And when he came to Lehi, the Philistines shouted against him, and the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and the cords that were upon his arms became as flax that was burnt with fire, and his bands loosed from off his hands." Then the next chapter, chapter 16, verse 20, says, "And she said, The Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And he awoke out of his sleep and said, I will go out as at other times before and shake myself. And he wist not that the Lord was departed from him." Then back again in 1 John, chapter 2, verse 27, says, "But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him."
Thank you. Father, we just give you praise and honor, because all things consist by thee, from the gift of thy Son Jesus, and he made all things available. As he hung on that cross, by his stripes we're healed, and by his blood, the shedding of his blood, made us with whole forevermore until that day he comes back for us. And Father, we just thank you. All provisions are made to mankind if they'll seek that gift. And that gift is your Jesus' life, paid in full, the debt that we cannot pay, but yet he paid that debt for us. And Lord, we thank you for that, that you so loved us, that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And Father, we know this is the plan that you have for man, but so many are stiff-necked, or they won't humble themselves, and they're on a way, a collision course that takes them to the pit that you have not given to man. It was only for the Satan and his angels. And Father, we know that you want all people, all your children, to know you, because you are a father to all. And Father, we thank you that a good father provides for his people in the natural. How much more you provide. Every good and perfect gift comes from you. And Lord, we thank you. We thank you that you're real. We thank you that you're forever faithful. We thank you for your guidance, your direction. And Father, I thank you that you, the joy of the Lord is our strength. I thank you for that peace that passes all understanding. Lord, I thank you that you make us content in whatever state we're in to be content in you this day. Lord, I do thank you and I praise you because you're real. And Father, we just pray for a mighty anointing on the people. Father, for those prayer requests that came in on the internet, I pray right now for that lady in India right now. Father, I pray for her family. I pray for her life. I pray for her husband. I pray that that be healing to her this day. The mighty power of God, touch her from the very crown of her head. Let this be a day and she will remember it forever. And Father, I just pray, move mightily. And Father, for those out there this day that need a special touch. Oh, Father, if it's whatever the healing is, oh, hallelujah. I malaria, I feel it's something out there that's you need to be healed. I pray, God, right now, touch this one. For that one that has a stammering tongue that can't talk, yet they know what's going on. I pray, bring healing to this, the mind and the heart of this one this very second. Bring healing to this precious body. Touch this one in the wonderful name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for that one that has cancer. And Father, they say there's no hope. And I pray, Father God, by the power of God right now and the supernatural power from heaven, bring healing to this sister. Oh, and for that brother also, he needs that touch from heaven. Lord, heal them. Oh, for that one that's going through a stroke, I touch his body. They say he cannot live. But Father God, we know that that possibility is real. Father, I pray for this victim to receive healing this day and for your glory. Father, for that one that lust has taken their course, their life. And Father, this one really loves you, but he's plagued by the problems of Satan. I pray, set him free this very second. Set him free. Let him be delivered from lust. Father, for that one from alcohol, many, many, many. I pray that they'll be set free. I pray for the power of God to come down. Touch the people free this day. Set them free. Move mightily in the wonderful name of Jesus. Lord, I don't have to be there, but your spirit is there everywhere throughout the whole earth that receives this word. You can receive atonement that's been paid for you in full. That you can be saved forevermore. Lord told me this is going to happen. What's happening now? And I pray wherever you are, you need to send those requests in, because God can heal you, He can save you, He can forgive you. For those ones out there that you fear lost, you really don't know Jesus, I want you right now, if you'll accept Him as your Lord and Savior, take Him in your heart and confess Him. He who believeth on the Lord shall have life. He that believeth on the Lord shall not have a life. And it says the wrath of God shall be upon him if you'll accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Invite Him in your heart. And you can be saved by the power of the Holy Ghost. God brings you by the Spirit of God. The Holy Ghost, He is the baptizer. He gets Jesus into your heart. And Father, we just pray that not any can be saved unless the Spirit draws. And it's the Spirit of the mighty God that come here to draw those ones this day. For those ones that feel that drawing, I pronounce them to be saved as they believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. You need to ask forgiveness. Say, I want to, Lord, to cleanse me this day. I want to invite Jesus in my heart. I want to ask you, Lord, that you'll cleanse me and make me a new man, a new woman. Help me to be that I'll stand erect, that I will do the will of Father. I want to serve Him, but I just don't know how. Give Him strength this day. Give Him favor, Father God. I pray to move upon Him in a mighty way. I pray that you'll bring the resurrection life in a powerful way. Set them free as no man has ever done. I pray for the invitation. Touch the hearts of that one this day. For that one that feels so alone, I pray that you'll let them know that greater is He that's in them than He that's in the world. You invite the power of God, invite Jesus in your heart, and you'll have fellowship with Jesus forevermore. And you'll never feel afraid because He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. His eye is over the righteous, and His ears are open to their cries. And Father God, I pray the hearts of these people everywhere that need a special touch this day. Father God, I don't know what the needs are, but I feel that you need to touch them in a mighty way. I pray that you'll move mightily in the wonderful name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your word that you've given today. I thank you that you hung upon it. You let your Jesus hang on that cross. He lived such a sinless life that we might be spared from the torment that's coming upon planet earth. There's going to be a troublesome time out there. There's troubles coming your way. And you need to have Jesus in your heart this day that you might miss that trouble. You might miss
what's going to come upon this earth. And out there, you people that have walked in a loosely way, I pray that you'll invite the Lord in a deep way, in a more satisfying way. That you'll be know that you're saved, that you'll know that you're prepared for Jesus come. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Oh, praise God. If without the Lord Jesus, you're going to be afraid. But God has not given you a spirit of fear, but He's given you power, love, and a sound mind. Seek you, Lord, and a strength, see His face forevermore. God searching for those that want to serve Him. His eyes run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong on behalf of His heart's made perfect. Out there today, there's youth that need to know Him in a very special way. And I pray that God will bless you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. Amen and amen. Amen. Father God, thank you, Jesus, for this day. I thank you, you're real. In the Judges 13th chapter, we see that a lady was barren. The angel approached her. He says, you know, you're going to conceive, bring forth a son. In Israel in those times was having trouble. The Philistines, they was always giving Israel troubles. Philistines are here in our country, I know too. Everywhere there's Philistines. It's the uncircumcised, those that don't believe in God. That's what they represent. And God wants to represent His people. You know, you ever realize it? We have House representatives, and they represent the people. Well, God wants to represent us through life into the life to come. He wants to be a real father to us. In Israel, this time was plagued with problems. Israel hadn't got to know how to even serve the Lord. They was in and out. That sounds like here, don't it? People are in one day and out the next. They're in one day. This don't work for God. You're either in or you're out. So that's why they had to travel so long around the wilderness. They could never be content. They couldn't keep their mind upon the Lord. They was always complaining. They was always thinking about yesterday. When you know God has saved us, that we might forget our past. You know, our past is forgotten. The devil's past is ahead of him. The future, Satan says, is coming. But our future is in the Lord. This day, we put everything back. And Satan, everything's forward to him. But Satan's got a future. And that future is not a good thing. And with that, he wants to take followers with him. And Israel is finding this right out here in Judges. They was being manipulated by the Philistines. So God sent a man of God. But he wasn't like a normal man. The Spirit of God would come upon him. It didn't rest there. It would remind me for a while. That's the way they know him, the same basic way. But that Spirit of God, there's no force on this world can compete with God's Spirit. There's no Spirit. And as long as you're included in God, walking in Him, as Samson, you had great power. Samson goes down, and Samson gets where he's not very humble. Gets very, haughty. He gets down even testing people. Now, Delilah says, what's your secret? He'd go down and pull the gates off the cities and just have fun. He was just having fun at it. But I seen that last night, that ministry is not for fun. I see people that are so happy because everything's going, but really the bottom line, very shortly, there's going to be people going to the wrong direction. The Bible even talks about, that's what saved Nineveh, because they took on sackcloth and ashes and sought God, and God forgive them. In this land we live in, there's nobody that repents. There's no repenting. It's all you're saved. You're all, no, I believe that we got to repent. I mean, America needs to repent. But that we got a haughty spirit. We got a sinful spirit. And if I say, well, I've got a real ministry to the Lord. Brother, sister, I don't care who you are. You stay haughty, you're going to miss it. Samson went a while, but the end was not, the end was a problem. They took him, plucked his eyes out, set all things around him, made sport of him. And they were having this great big, they was having this cathedral, this great mighty, had mighty pillars, and they was making sport of the man of God. And that's what Satan's doing right now. The man of God. Man of God gives a lot of words. A lot of hot air. But hot air don't do nothing. Just messes up the air. This air is for one thing, to keep us restored while we're here. And our air should be for God. You know, we're air machines. I don't run on diesel fuel. I don't run on gasoline, but I run through air, basically, with food. But that's how we live. We all that way. We take intake in, exhaust. And that's where our spiritual life is the same way. We got to take in constantly spiritual food. We got to take in spiritual air all the time. I mean, you can live a while with food. You can live a while with just water. But you've got to have air all the time. That's the same with us. We've got to have spiritual air all the time. We're flimsy made without God. We're the creatures of nothing without God's hand. He made it that way that we'd stay saved. There'd be no problem in our lifestyle. Preachers never preach this. You've got to stay holy with God to have the anointing. The anointing is what breaks the yoke. The anointing which you receive in Him abideth in you. And you need not that any man teaches you. But as that same teaches you is all truth and is no lie, even as He taught you, ye shall abide in Him. Our teaching comes in abiding in the Lord. It comes together. You need not that any man. Isn't that in the Bible? Isn't that right? 1 John, isn't that what it says? Up there, I want to let you know, it's what it says. You need to examine that. You need not that any man. We need people exhorting. Yes, we do. We need people helping others. But there comes a time when we also need to seek God. Ecclesiastic time, a time to sow, a time, many things. But we need to be in God's plan all the time. That's why He has seasons. You put grass in, you got to till the ground up. Before you till the ground, you got to sometimes, like in Texas, get the woods off of, clean it up, make it plowable, tillable. Because people till a little bit different areas. But when you get where to till it, then at the right time, you get that ground ready. You plant the seeds and wait for the rain to come down and bring up the harvest. That's the way with the Lord. It's in time, God's time. It's in His way. This old us doing it don't work. It's sinful, basically, because God made a way that we can escape the process that we find ourselves in bondage. We're in bondage because we don't know. Greater is He that's in you than He is in the world. So let not your heart be afraid. He has not given the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. It don't show me that God's left us out here destitute. No, He's here leading us. I'll lead you beside the still water. He restores our soul. He leads us in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. He'll bring healing to your heart today. He'll bring salvation to your heart. Those out there today that you need Jesus Christ, your personal Savior, I want to invite you to put that in your heart right now. If the third time is on you, I want you to receive Jesus today. I want you to receive what you need. If you have an illness, a problem, God's here to heal you. God's here to touch you by the anointing of God. Brother Freedom is not nothing, but he knows the God that can touch you. He knows one that can help you. He's what knows what can lift you up. I've had people say, no good thing can happen to you. We're talking about Brother Freedom. But God says, I'm going to use you. And God, I know my closest friend is my God. And He's real. And I want to present Him to you this day as a special one that loves you. That you can enjoy yourself in Him. That you can know and enjoy your salvation. You're not fearful, but your trust. I was thinking about this last night. Lord, you showed me about faith and trust. Glory to God. Come with you to glory. I see something so wonderful. There's coming days that children of God is going to be no more problems. You cannot understand what's before you. It's glorious. It's without descriptions. It's going to be peace. It's going to be the right, exact right climate. It's everything is going to be exactly, exactly, exactly. No more sin. No more diseases. No more cancer. No more problems. No more toothache. No more backache. No more all the failures that we did. No more need of undertakers. No more need of firemen. No more need of nothing. God's the answer. He's given it and we won't receive it. People are stoosed. Want in themselves so much that they'll love themselves so much that they won't invite God in their heart. That's all we got to give Him is our heart. But He won't take nothing less. You can put your life down on the church bank. God don't even see it. I'm telling you because I know. I spend some time with Him. He's real. He's faithful. He'll make you complete. I'm not this way normal. But he's here to help you. When I get home, I can't even move. But I'm powerful now. The Spirit of God's alive. It's Jesus. It's the power of God. From the very crown of my head, the very soul of my feet, it's the power of God that illuminates. These words don't come from me. It's God. God would strike me down dead if I was not telling the truth. I am telling the truth. Greater is he that's in me than you that's out there in the world. He'll take care of you. His eye is over the righteous. His eye is on the sparrow. If the sparrow falls, he knows where that sparrow is. That's how great our God is. He oversees everything. He knows this water's been picked up. He knows all. Nothing's hid. He's too far. I cannot understand how wonderful he is. Yet he loves me. And yet I look like him. You look like him. You look like him. You look like him. We're all his children. And each one of us, he made us all different. We all still look like him. And that's something. He's glorious. When we get like Samson, we get careless. That's what we do. We get very careless. We're thinking that we're doing it on ourselves. And the Lord plainly says, we can't do it. Romans, it talks about that. The natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, but foolish unto him, neither can he know what the spiritually discerned. The natural man receives nothing. The spiritual man is one that seeks God, that takes time. All the time is God's time. We have got no air, only 1 second at a time. Going back to air. God can say, shut it off right now, so you're done. But God makes his time longer trying to get us right with him. That's why I prayed for the freedom still here, because I want to see you come to the Lord. I want to see, I got a burden for lost souls. I want to see you be filled with his presence. Have an overflow of God's blessing. I want those sad faces to be removed off of you. All I think is you need to have a concern for those that's going to the wrong direction. The joy is here, but there's concern about where people are going. There's times where I have to take exercise every day. And all these classes I go to, I'm seeking the Lord more than I am in the class when I'm there. And I think I probably, my head maybe I get a stern look on my face because I'm concerned about people. They get so foolish, the world's just drunk on foolishness. They're drunk on foolishness. They're drunk on, ha, 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 boy, it's not fun. It's not going to be fun and games when you meet God face to face. So what have you done with my son? How have you lived? Oh, well, that's not what they told me in my church. I wasn't going to have to. Yes, you're going to be judged. It's appointed unto man once to die, then come the judgment. Says it? Oh, I didn't know it did that. Yes, it does. Says that and says, well, that's why you need to read that precious little word. This precious word. Because there's a lot of ingredients in there that touch your heart. That brings you into control by God's power. You're out of control yourself. Many people are out of control. Brother Freedom, you sure judge. I want you to judge yourself, that you may not judge. That judging is you seek God. You call upon him. I want this baby to hear me what I'm saying out there. You need to seek God. You need to trust in him, because there's a day coming very shortly that you're not going to have time no more. The countdown's already getting laid. We're sort of retarding the beat. It's been boring. The gong's already come up. Sound is a little slow. It's not got to us yet. It's already been made. We need to listen. We need to take heed to the things that we have heard, lest any time we should let them slip. Samson, I know how he must have felt. I put myself in Samson's shoes many times. I had so much. How could I do it? How could I throw it away after a little lady that didn't care nothing for me? She didn't care nothing about Samson. She teased Samson. She says, oh, tell me your gift and I'll love you. These false people, you need to get away from them. They just bring you down to place, not speaking to people all the world. Get away from those that bring you down. God has a plan for you today. And that plan comes by specializing in him. God specializes in things that are impossible. And God don't want to share you with Tom, Hick, and Mary, and Sam, and Joe. He wants to be your provider. He wants to keep you in alignment with him all the time. It cannot take place until you plan God's first place. It says very clearly, seek ye first his kingdom, and then all these other things shall be added unto you. All they say, oh, that was for that Bible days. No, it's for all days. But the Bible says that when a great fall away, will he find faith when he comes? The Lord told me that yesterday, and I thought, oh boy, finding faith is for, faith means more than just faith. Holy living. My faith is so entwined within me that produces trust. When faith gets in you so vividly, so powerfully, then you have a supernatural trust. As faith gets in you, you have a trust going to the Lord. Completely trust in Him. It cannot take place until the faith of God is in you, saturating you with the glory. And then He intertwines in your being such a depth. You know these pants? When I had my stroke, I could not wear these. But I worked till I got down. But now there's no benefits. That's where we are with God. We got to trim down to God. We fit God. We have to trim down until we take away our anger, our lust, our sinfulness. Till we can fit into that, what God wants us to wear. Be ye clothed with humility. Be ye clothed with humility. For God resists the proud and giveth grace to the humble. It bothers me when I see people that I don't think are humble. It's in the ministries. And I can't help it. I guess I've asked the Lord to forgive me. For all over the world, I ask repentance if I've done it, but I cannot sanction. It hurts me because I believe, like Samson, it's easy to miss the way. Samson had a great, everything was in front of him. God had given him a clear shot. Everything he did just, the Philistines were no match. Animals were no match. He'd slide, he'd take a beast and throw him. That's God's Spirit. There's no match for God's Spirit. When God is with you, no one can disturb you. We need the peace of God that passes all understanding. All understanding. We're trying to understand things out of our mental. Never happened. You got to seek God. He's the answer. The performance in the conventional church is study, study, study. Study the mind. Now they've gone, they're studying more now to do away with the Bible. The new church wants to do away with everything that's godly. They've already left the Spirit. It's all the man of hand. And they expect to go to heaven. They're not going. The Bible says, narrow is the way that leads to eternal life. And few there be that find it. For broad is the way and wide is the gate that leads to destruction. Many shall enter in that way. Without the Spirit of God, we're nothing. We're failures. We're not the very elite. But I guarantee you, if you let Jesus lead your life, you'll be in the elite. You'll be powered by His protection, His guidance, His direction. He'll intervene for you. He'll bless you. He'll walk in humbleness. We have to walk under His strength. God's strength supersedes ours so million times. I've seen God do many, many wonderful things. But nothing as much as He's doing now in people. Because I'm seeing this very hour, wherever you live and throughout the whole world, that God's going to heal you. God's going to bless you. God's going to heal your body. And He's going to take away that sin. And you had problems even having finance. God's going to supernaturally touch you in a mighty way that you'll have finance. He's going to bless you. He's going to take care of His kids. And you pronounce the day. You say, I'm a child of God. I want to confess Jesus as my personal Savior. I want to be His child, and I want to live for Him. I want Him to guide me. I want Him to direct me. Father, I want this to be in my existence. I take Jesus Christ as my personal Savior, and I want Him to live with me that I might be a vessel of praise, that I might honor Him, that I might walk in victorious living, that I walk prepared to do the will of God. If you mean that, seek that in your heart, and God will bless you this day. God will forgive you. There's someone out there that you cannot forgive, that one that's come against you. You've got to forgive that. When there's unforgiveness in your life, you cannot get forgiven yourself. You've got to forgive that one. Even if it's been their fault, you still got to forgive them to be able to live. You've got to put away that. Say, I love you. I don't love what you did for me, but I love you. You've got to put that in your heart. Unforgiveness has to be out of your body. There's torment in unforgiveness. All these things that bring our blood pressure up, all of our wrong feelings. It's because we're not staying at ease with God. If we walk in His holiness, then all of our vital signs are down to normal. And God wants to bring success to everyone out in the world today. You can be successful in serving God. God's going to bless you. He's going to touch you in a mighty way. I pray that He'll inspire you, bless you, illuminate you by the power of God. No fear shall fall thee. No plague come nigh unto thy dwelling. Only thine eyes shall behold, see the reward of the wicked. The reward of the wicked. And He shall give His angels charge of thee to keep thee in all thy ways. And they shall bear thee up in their hand, lest thou would even dash thy foot against the stone. That's the word of God. Take it. Receive it. Take that. Live on that. God be for you. Who can be against you? Greater is He who's in you. He is in the world. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Take these into your heart. The Word of God is alive in you. God bless you this day and pray that God will bless you in a mighty way. I want you to write in. Tell us what's going on. If you need help, we'll pray for you. I know that God can touch you. There's no distance with God. It's only maybe 20,000 miles where we are to where you are. That's not no distance with God. God's going to heal you. The sense that you hear this, He'll heal you. He'll bless you. I know He's going to keep His Word.
Lord, I thank You and I praise You. I believe You want me to say what I'm saying. We just heard a message that I've given, but in it I was seeing something that I will need to tell you all. I saw lots of fires, and also a lot of water. I believe that times are coming when the elements, God is going to use these as turn our hearts towards Him if possible. If one soul gets saved, God will turn the world almost upside down. God wants to save humanity. And I believe what I've seen, lots of fires are going to set forth this nation. Not only this nation, always, all the nations. And lots of floods. A lot of tribulation time. A lot of persecuting time. God's making it not easy for us. And our ease comes in our hope. Our hope is in the Lord. I pray that God will bless you, but I've just seen it over and over and over this last few minutes. And I need to tell you that because I believe it's coming. Oh, our precious Lord, thank You, Jesus. I praise You and I love You. Oh, You're so wonderful. Glory be to God. I praise You. This world's dried up, but You're alive. You're real. You're fresh. What we need. We need that precious strength that only You can give. Father, we just thank You for Your Lord Jesus. We thank You, Jesus, that all things consist through Thee. And Lord, we praise You because of that cross that You endured for our benefit, for our saving us, making us whole. And Father, we just do praise You and we glorify that wonderful name. Lord, we love You, 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 we love You. Hallelujah, we love You. Glory to God. Praise ye the Lord. You satisfy. Oh, You glorify. You, oh, praise God. Eh? Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. My cup runs over, Father. Thank You. Thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You. Thank You, thank You, thank You. In His presence is fullest joy. In His right hand, pleasures evermore. Thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You. Glory to God, I receive it. He's coming back. He's coming back for those that's looking for that coming. It's so sad. The Lord showed me something last night because this music situation, some of it just irritates me. And yesterday I turned on, the Gaithers come on and they just blessed me. Brother Clint, they just blessed me. The testimonies blessed me. I mean, so much the glory came down. I thought, and I said, Lord, Lord, let me know that. See, You don't know everything. We don't. How can we judge our brother? That's where the problem is. We can't judge. Even if I know it's wrong. If they're saying it's in the ministry, I'm not supposed to go against it. Unless God sends me there. Now, these people may have God send them there, so that's okay. But He hasn't sent me there. They just give two testimonies on there and just touched my heart so much. I mean, it was like Gaithers that I'd never seen before. I mean, it was really good. Tears coming down there. Oh, this husband that lost his kidneys and they couldn't get a match. And finally, his dear wife that you could tell just loved him so much. She said, if you can use my kidney, I'm going to give it to you. And how hers was perfect.
But you just feel the love of God. And that whole another lady had cancer, and how God, oh, just the marvelous things that them do. And they was doing it, I know, in the mechanical way, but yet God moved on a mighty way because of faith. He says, but we find faith when he comes. And faith is, I thought even about the anointing. There's only a few that really know anything about the anointing because God chooses only to go that way. But it's just for a reason. It's for the person to have a great faith in him. That's what it's all about. And I truly believe that. That's so there's no way that we can judge someone else or say these critical remarks because that goes to haughtiness. We're not very humble. God bless you in Jesus' name, amen.
I don't know about you, but I wasn't disappointed. God is good. Thank you for joining us.